Kyle, and Tony Apple answered the phone, and he didn't know too much about it, but he went after this Jing King,
who?
Son of Jing. He gave said J-I-N-G King. He's the son of Matthew King.
Right.
And he stated that Pat Hart had been shot at.
What was his name, Pat Hart?
Pat Hart. And that there were people involved that were deputized at one time by Adolf Boulbert. Now, this Adolf Boulbert is on the police force. He was on the police force, and because of his activities, they either...
what was his name again?
Adolf Boulbert from Kyle. Hopkins. He didn't never mention the name, but one of these men were deputized by this Adolf Boulbert, and that at times he had seen and put a 30-30 rifle in the police unit underneath the seat. You see, he never gave any names because he didn't know their names.
Now this is the day of the shooting of
the shooting. Yes,
this was Sunday,
late
right?
Late afternoon, yes. I couldn't find out any details, further details, and you know, what their names were, whether or not they...
But Pat Hart was shot?
Yes, Pat Hart was shot.
What? Yeah, you don't know if there's any witnesses or
anything? No, I don't, but yesterday, this Ruth Old Horse came to see me. Come in! The boy was implicated to the extent that she had a car, and she he's 16. What's his name?
He's Oliver Jr.
Yeah, Oliver Jr.
16 years old.
What's the last name again?
Old Horse. Old Horse. And, Ruth, this is, Pat Kelly. She's the wounded in legal defense.
Oh.
I'm glad to meet you.
Uh-huh.
And, she said that she had let the boy take the family car to the barn. And he's riding around. And, dumped him off at his grandfather's, Ralph Old Horse.
Right?
Sam Old Horse. Sam Charging.
Who dumped him off?
The other guys.
Hopkins, weren't they?
Uh-huh.
Two Hopkins and a...
Hopkins and a one Gay.
Peter Gay.
Okay.
And your car is where now?
It's at the Kyle police station.
They apprehended them in that in your car. You know if they had your car. Now your car is at the police compound in Kyle.
Uh-huh.
And it's being held by the police, is it?
Uh-huh.
So this Adolf Boulbert arrested her boy and brought him in night before last for questioning.
The 16-year-old?
17.
Oliver?
Uh-huh.
Now, from what I understood about that, that they didn't have permission to use the car that they dumped your son out and just took the car. Is that correct?
He said he went over to wait. That time that Julie Quinn was out, she died, so they haven't made yet some bond back. So they said they're going to take some mother-in-law to shoot stuff out of him. And they're going to take him over. And he bought him in a car. So I loaned it to him.
And what do you say happened? I mean, they take it away from him, or?
Yeah. That's what he said.
And they dumped him off.
Uh-huh. He dumped him off and took that car away from him.
Is your son still in jail, or
no,
have they released him?
No, he got off last night and they released him last night.
No. No, I talked with Mr.
And they said those other three guys, they blame on him.
They blame it on Oliver.
Uh-huh.
Well,
that time he wasn't there.
Was there witnesses to where Oliver was at to say that he was at that place during the time of the shooting? I mean, was the grandfather there?
Or yeah, that about? Time not. My dad, he lived at American High Street. And beside that, Oliver was dumped him off. And then they took that car.
There were people there where they dumped Oliver off, is that right?
No.
Okay, so that people can testify that he was there at the time of the shooting.
And that happened. That's when he wasn't there. Obviously.
Right. It happened after they took the car away from him.
Yeah.
Now, does Pat Hart live in,
No,
of
course, I'm fine. Now, what was he doing out there? Do you know, Ruth?
He's working at the school.
College Center?
Uh-huh. You know the make a building?
Oh, construction.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Construction.
Did you tell me, too, that your brother is a tailor, as an ambulance driver?
Jimmy.
And your brother, Jimmy.
He's my oldest brother.
Uh-huh. And he's an ambulance driver.
Uh-huh.
He's stationed at Wombley.
Uh-huh.
And did you tell me yesterday that he just happened to come through? Or he was on his way to Pine Ridge?
That
ambulance? Uh-huh. That afternoon or Sunday?
Uh-uh. Yeah. That Carl ambulance, he got that car.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't your brother.
No.
Carl ambulance. Who drives that?
Paul Winfeather.
Paul Winfeather?
Uh-huh. Enoch Winfeather.
Enoch Winfeather's son? Or is
no,
his name Enoch?
Enoch and Paul. They always call him Enoch and Paul.
Also known as Paul.
Uh-huh.
He's the ambulance driver from Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Did you see Pat Hart at any time Sunday? Or what did you hear about him being shot?
That afternoon, you know that my dad just brought my son over to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they dumped him off over there and they said they stole that car.
Mm-hmm.
They said they're really going back. So they told me to go look for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I should have gone right away, but you know, I was cooked for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really late. So I went over there and stopped at my dad. And here there's a whole bunch of police and ambulance with me. It parked over there. It's, I think it was my dad's place, and it's some 1 mile south of that. I think it's 1 mile.
It's just 1 mile south of your father's place.
Uh-huh.
And where does your father live now?
What, American Hospital.
American Hospital. How far is that from the house?
I think it was 6 or 7 miles.
Okay. And you went over there, huh?
Uh-huh. And, but that afterwards, I went over there and here. That a whole bunch of police and that. And I see that ambulance was come back from there. And here, that SOV, she was standing there, so I asked her, here. She said, that's your car. She said, there's some boys that stole that car and there's really big trouble over there. She said that one of the guys was got shot over there. They didn't tell me that was Pat Hart. So I didn't even know. So I went over to Bernard's shop and that's Adolf and Bernard was standing there. So I went over there and I asked him, I said, whose car is that? Bernard said, well, that's your car.
Are they policemen?
Yeah, they're policemen. I really got scared. I said, you know, that time looks like Oliver Jr. was really got hurt. You know, he couldn't even walk. He said that time that car was really going fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that driver's seat and the back seat. He said he got off from that car and he said they really
Did Oliver mention that any of those people have guns that kicked him out of the car?
I don't know. He didn't say nothing. Look, that's what I think. Because they said that call. What did he do to us?
So do you know if was Pat walking on the road or anything? Did you hear?
See him.
Do you know what hospital they took him to? My name? Have you heard anything about his condition? Is he pulling out of it?
He's stable, but he's in critical shape. And getting along well can be expected. He will clear it with tasmatis or infection doesn't set in.
Mm-hmm.
He was shot in the stomach to one side. I don't know which side it was. I got this information from Mr. Reason. He said that this boy was the only question to the extent that he had his mother's car and the car away from him. And I told him about these deputies. You know, well, there's, and they weren't shot, they're not deputizing somebody out there. He said they had no right to deputize anybody unless he'd been deputized from his office. He knows they have not been deputized. But they do, you know, deputize people on the spot sometimes.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
He said there were three suspects and possibly one of these deputized.
He did.
Mm-hmm. I'm quite sure that. See, I was talking with him on the phone. He was talking about various people and this and that, so I could be mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Easton. Told me that there was one of these deputies that was involved.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been one of these Hopkins, too. Philip Clifford's brother committed perjury in a trial.
Yeah, that day we were in.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And the court didn't do anything about it.
So you're having a hearing sometime next week?
Yeah, involving all of these people, especially the white dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And complaints about police brutality and their tactics, the manner of arrests. And their character.
And that's with Eastman?
Yes.
And he hasn't set a time yet?
No, he said he's going to be gone Monday or Tuesday, and that as soon as he comes back, he'd Well, I told him that I'd like to know a week in advance so I can get all of these people together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was quite perturbed about Philip Clifford committing perjury.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure one of us or two of us can come down there
mm-hmm.
with you.
Yes.
And,
we'll now, Gladys doesn't seem to have too much faith in Mr. Easton, and he's something like it. He's got a job to do, too.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I told her, we should whip these on him and give him a chance to do something. And if he don't do anything about it, then I said, we don't have a real gripe.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but we have to work with him.
Right.
And she seems to think that we are. Sometimes that we shouldn't even pay any attention to them, just let them go. But how are we going to find out things unless we do work with the enemy or whatever you want to call them?
Okay, is there anything else?
No, other than, I guess there hasn't been any arrests made yet in regard to that part. Only just suspects are being the open question.
Do you think they're waiting so that they can question Pat Hart?
I suppose. They could be.
Okay. I'll try to follow up on this in some way and see.
Now, one thing, one of the clerks down there told me, for what it's worth, she said that Hart is quite a character and that he's an alcoholic and that he hasn't got good sense, that he smokes grass and things like that.
Well, the clerk of court was telling you this?
Yes, one of the clerks down there. And she goes with this, one of these police, Jamie Binkrow.
Well, isn't that sort of showing which side the court is on already?
Yes, I think it
is. That's for sure. Okay, well...
But I was really amazed at Judge Tibbetts finding Floyd Tyon not guilty.
What was that all about?
Well, that's DWI and escape, and they chose to try them both at the same time, so I didn't object. And Sidney Witt was so excited or something, he didn't even mention the escape whatsoever. I mean, he made his brief summarized, and Joe Clifford and this Jamie Bigker wasn't even on duty.
You mean Philip?
No, Philip was on duty. He was had his police car and his uniform on and was on duty. But these other two boys were not. They just joined in the chase, the so-called chase.
Mm.
It was really, really interesting.
But you won that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw you coming out that day. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll probably see it sometime tomorrow because we'll have a meeting at our house tonight
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
discuss what the future mm-hmm. plans are. And
see, we can't call out there, but I told Sarah to call us, Gladys or me.
Right.
Because it doesn't cost her any money to call.
Right,
here.
we're hoping to get a phone in the next week.
Mm-hmm. You mean so that you can call in and
right.
out?
Right, right, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's going to be more busy.
How many meetings, or how many murders or deaths have there been on the reservation in the last 2 months?
Well, there's been this long soldier
mm-hmm.
death, which they ruled a suicide. And then there's been this Peter's death, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's been this death of this recent death where Irby Hand is a suspect. What's his name? Philip Littlecrow. He's a man about 50 years old or so. He's from Rapid City, but originally from Rosebud. That's being investigated. Let's see, how many more deaths are there?
Isn't there one Aloysius?
That's Aloysius Lone Soldier, the one that
oh.
ruled suicidal
oh, right.
death.
Right.
Those are the only three that I can think of.
Seems to be a lot of beatings and shootings and
oh, yeah.
murders.
Too much.